This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Immigration and labor organizers rallied in Daley Plaza in downtown Chicago this week to protest the Trump administration travel ban. The ban went into effect Monday and impacts travelers from a dozen, mostly African and Middle Eastern countries. Restrictions have been placed on seven other countries. Sun-Times reporter Elvia Malagon says immigration advocates are concerned about families being separated.
If anyone in any of these countries wants to come to the U.S., it's going to be a much bigger obstacle than it was before.
Travelers from countries listed in the ban with visas issued before it went into effect should still be able to enter the U.S., but visa applicants from countries listed in the ban will have to meet narrow criteria for an exemption. Activists and community members plan to gather today to protest recent ICE raids in Chicago and Los Angeles. Solidarity protests will take place at Chicago Immigration Court at 55 East Monroe, with another plan for the Federal Plaza at Adams and Dearborn Streets. Illinois and 15 other states are suing the Trump administration over triggers that make semi-automatic rifles fire faster. The Trump administration is planning to return the forced reset triggers that were confiscated by law enforcement and once again allow them to be sold. A lawsuit filed by Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul and 15 others argues the action violates federal law. In a statement, Raoul says the plan to redistribute the devices would have a devastating effect on the safety of communities, quote, across our country. The devices remain illegal under Illinois law. Federal prosecutors want a new trial for Illinois lawmaker Emol Jones III. The state senator from Chicago's South Side was tried for allegedly soliciting a bribe from a red light camera executive. The trial ended in a hung jury in late April. The Sun-Times reports that a new trial could last for a few weeks, since prosecutors say they plan to call additional witnesses. Here's Sun-Times reporter Dave Struitt.
The takeaway for me is that federal prosecutors aren't giving up on these cases, or at least on this case. You know, it was really a question, would they press for a case where they, you know, didn't succeed at first?
The attorneys and U.S. District Judge Andrea Wood are expected to set a new trial date later in June. You're listening to The Rundown. The decade-long criminal pursuit of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan finally comes down to this. On Friday, a man once regarded as the state's most powerful politician will be sentenced for multiple corruption convictions. If Madigan gets a long prison term, could his next step be to seek relief from President Trump? Sun-Times' John Seidel and WBEZ's Dave McKinney try to find out.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich knows what Madigan is up against now. Blagojevich got 14 years for multiple corruption convictions, and Madigan is looking at more than a dozen years if prosecutors get their way. The two have been bitter rivals, considering how the ex-speaker launched impeachment efforts against Blagojevich 16 years ago. But now, Blagojevich says he carries no ill will toward Madigan and only offers his empathy. He told me, "I wouldn't wish what he's going through right now on my worst enemy, and Madigan was my worst enemy."
I'm John Seidel, federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Madigan's expected to face federal judge John Blakey this Friday. The sentencing will cap the most expansive corruption investigation in Chicago since Blagojevich. But things have changed a lot in the past decade, and even in the last few months, starting with the president aggressively undoing convictions and prison terms with the stroke of his pen. Earlier this year, Trump granted Blagojevich a pardon he didn't expect. And in late May, Trump commuted the federal prison term of Gangster Disciples co-founder Larry Hoover. Madigan's legal team won't say if they're also trying to get the president's attention, and there's nothing to suggest that anything's afoot. So I asked Chicago defense lawyer Michael Ettinger, who once represented Blagojevich's brother in federal court, what he would do if he were Madigan's attorney. Would he seek clemency for Madigan?
Immediately. Because of Trump's mindset right now and what some prosecutors and judges tried to do to him. I don't think I'd wait an hour till after sentencing before I'd file it.
Ettinger says Madigan's crimes only involved people getting paid to do little or no work, not something where someone died or lost their life savings.
And in the political world, some also question whether Madigan's next move might be to petition the White House. Political podcaster Joe Walsh was a one-term Northwest suburban Tea Party Republican congressman. He's anti-Trump and a recent convert to the Democratic Party. Walsh never directly interacted with Madigan, but he says the partisan congressional maps that Madigan blessed drove him from Congress in 2012. Walsh says it's entirely plausible that Madigan would want to get his case before Trump.
He's giving away pardons like candy now, like we've never seen. And he's easily influenced by people who've been loyal to him and who get to him. So if Madigan can find somebody like that, it's utterly believable that that would happen.
Walsh says Blagojevich could get Trump's attention. That would be one of the most unforeseeable table-turning situations in Illinois politics in decades, because Madigan significantly hindered Blagojevich's legislative agenda as governor. And it was Madigan who pushed to drive Blagojevich permanently from state office after his FBI arrest.
Blagojevich won't say whether Madigan's camp has asked for his help winning an audience with Trump. Saying anything about that, he says, would be inappropriate ahead of Madigan's sentencing. But Blagojevich did offer this. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Just how desperate the 83-year-old Madigan turns out to be might hinge on whether he has to stay in prison until his mid-90s. I'm John Seidel.
And I'm Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Weather for today, partly cloudy, highs close to 80. Tonight, clear with a low near 66. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, high near 88. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.